Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about revenge. Do you become incensed at injustice and need payback? Have your thoughts been filled with how to get even? Are you concerned that you may act out or stay stuck when you've been wrong? Learn how to desire revenge less as we continue our month focused on social and relationship clutter. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by, has it been over 10 years? There was a TV show called Revenge, and I watched it the first couple seasons and lost interest. But it was just kind of like that good, bad TV that was really kind of fun to watch. And so it got boring at some point because obviously I don't know how it ended. But the amount of time and energy that she put into revenge was really startling. Like all the training she had to do. And I don't know, I guess if I had what happened to her as a kid, you know, everything's kind of planted then. But it was kind of this juicy TV show, and then I lost interest, so I don't know how it ended. It was also inspired because I get a bee in my bonnet when I see injustice, and I still struggle with it. I know that I shared with you in a previous episode, Dear Judy, who said to me, look at yourself as planting a seed. Don't get caught up in trying to change people. And I did an episode on injustice in May. And I can't remember if I had shared what Judy said. I think we had had the conversation after that had aired or after I'd recorded it. And so what Judy had said to me was, look at yourself as planting a seed. And that gave me a new perspective. I was looking for change. If I thought people got it or turned over a new leaf or whatever, when I left the HOA, before I left, I walked to the governor's mansion. They wouldn't let me drop it off. Stopped at the lieutenant governor and she said, hey, go to the attorney general. It is now 2 months later. I haven't received a response. So I contacted the governor twice, no response. Attorney general, no response. And I did this the Monday before Memorial Day. And they say they'll get back to you in 15 days. Nothing has happened. And so that was kind of the last thing that I had to do. But one of the things we still haven't closed and are going through some stuff now is I have to have the realtor double check with paralegals to make sure that the HOA management company isn't going to try to price gouge us on documents, because I really ruffled a lot of feathers when I stood up, when I said, we're going to go to small claims court, and I refused to, and Tony, because he was part of it, to say what you did wasn't okay. And again, I apologize. This is the best example of revenge that I can think of because it's currently going on in my life. Well, we've moved out. So anyway, after all that went down, a group of people wanted to get revenge against me. And it was led by a woman who demanded that we get punished. I'm like, but you're in violation of the rules too. You're not allowed to have company vans overnight. And her husband would come park his van in the drive every night. Now, do I care about that? No. But when you stand at a meeting and say that you want us punished and you're a hypocrite, I'm going to call you out on that. So for the most part, you just never know these days. And the thing that was most disconcerting is I'd heard their husband perhaps abused alcohol. And so when that happens, you just never know. It's like these crazy road rage instances. So the thing that freaked me out the most was they're very passive aggressive. And, you know, again, most times if people are that passive aggressive, that's how they're going to take their revenge and do things. There's not an immediate reaction. Then for the most part, my view is they probably aren't going to do anything past that. But when you have someone at night sitting in their car in front of your house for a couple minutes, wanting to be seen, you know, I don't know. Are you going to pull out a gun? I don't know. You know, you'd like to not think like that, but you just don't know. And I think because of having to endure this for months, I have to admit that really got to me. But then when I was stepping back, thinking about what Judy said, because if you had said to me, you called me out on my hypocrisy, then I'd be like, oh, wow, I need to, let me have some reflection on that. And I realize that not everyone is like that. So I applaud you for listening and watching because you want to change something about that. So the first thing I would say is, how much time and energy are you putting into revenge? So the leader of the harassers is someone who has I love Jesus signs in her yard, claims to be a Christian. And at 12:21 on Christmas in the morning, just turn of Christmas, she's doing the slow roll around our house. Now, I can't imagine wasting, not being in bed. I would be asleep at that hour. But that's how you're spending your time and energy. You get your children involved. You get your spouse involved. You get a group of neighbors. And like attracts like. So they all, you know what, good luck with that. You all deserve each other. You're spending a sacred holiday to you and your beliefs at our house trolling us. Like, think about the time and the energy and the effort. And then you have to coordinate. And then our neighbor across the street, I did a little thing to see if it would get back, because I suspected they were part of the group and kind of reporting. Like, when we had called out the police, someone came and harassed us the next day. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I think that they were part of it. But that's just one example. The time for months doing this to us. Is that really how you want to spend your time and energy? Are you obsessed with the thought? You know, I'm starting to exhaust myself. I need a new story. I don't want to have a story of revenge, but I think that this is kind of the last burp of it when we close in 21 days, 23 days. It'll be a lot easier. So just be aware of how much time and energy. It's like the woman in the TV show Revenge, taking classes, becoming like, first of all, I could never be a good criminal because I just don't have the mind to plan. And I'm a pretty organized person and planner, but the amount of effort that she put and obsession and all the things that she had to coordinate and be aware of, and it's just exhausting. I can't imagine having the mental ability to do that. I also consider revenge to be a donut. And what I mean by that is, when I eat a donut, ooh, it tastes really good, but I don't feel good not too soon afterwards. And so it's kind of the same with revenge. You can do something, or you can plot and plan, and maybe you don't do anything. But a lot of times, if you do something or start down that path, you don't feel so good later. You know, you might have done something in response and it didn't feel, maybe temporary, like, ah, I got them. But then later on down the road, it hasn't brought you peace of mind. Doing something to someone out of revenge rarely brings you peace of mind. Now, I'm not going to say for everyone, for some people it might, but I look at it as a donut. Is that really going to bring you peace of mind? Judy's saying to me, you know, you're planting a seed. It's not about changing people. Think of all the seeds that have to be planted to make things happen. So that brought me a little bit more peace of mind. Now, the other thing about revenge is karma. You might not believe in karma. You might have heard it phrased, what goes around comes around. I believe, even if you don't believe in any of that, everything's energy. So whatever you put out in life is going to come back to you. So if you are spending all this time plotting revenge, what do you think you're attracting in your life? What do you think your energy and your emotions are putting out there to the universe? Do you think that good things are going to come, or do you think maybe not? And I just, that's something I am aware of. And, you know, when things don't go my way, I always try to say, oh, that's just me clearing up karma. Like I said, this about the neighborhood. Okay, I have cleared my neighborhood karma. We are super excited about the neighborhood we're moving into and just really looking forward to it. So just be aware of what you put out and what you get back. And I would take the time to examine in life, where is it that maybe you did something that A, you thought would bring relief, and didn't, or B, you spent all this time on something, or you were mean to someone or something, and then how did that come back? And it's not this straight line. I don't believe it's this tit for tat kind of thing. It's like if you put out this energy, maybe you text someone and break it off, or what do they call it? Ghosting, whatever it is. And maybe that doesn't happen into a relationship, but maybe something happens at work that not necessarily ghosted, but perhaps someone you really got along with all of a sudden did something to you and you don't know what it is and stopped speaking to you. So don't think of it as a straight line. Revenge can backfire. The people that were harassing me came close to breaking the law. Now they didn't. That's why we called the police to ask. And as I mentioned, one of the things that kept me from retaliating, well, there were two things. One, my focus was to sell the house. We knew we were moving, and I didn't want to do anything that would mess that up. The second was that I heard the husband of the leader of the pack had an alcohol problem. And I don't know if he had a gun. I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to get involved with that. I don't want that anywhere near me. Too often we read that stupid stuff. Like, I can think of two major incidents. The one in California where the little boy was killed, a six-year-old was killed in road rage and I don't even think she flipped him off. I think she didn't realize she had cut him off, and they got bent out of shape and he shot in the car and killed a six-year-old. And then right near where I live, it made national news also. This couple with six kids were going on a, you know, weekend away. And maybe it was this one. Maybe in California, she did flip them off. They cut someone off and they weren't aware of it. They just didn't realize. I've done, so we have blind spots that happen. Put a gun and shot her. I think she was the passenger, shot past the driver and killed her. Okay, well, now both those people are going to be in prison for the rest of your life over a perceived slight. Backfire big time. And again, you don't know. You think, oh, well, it's just sitting in front of your house. It's not a big deal. Well, if you catch me in a bad mood and I go crazy, you know, who knows what's going to happen. So a lot of times revenge can backfire. And that's why you have to be very careful, especially if you take action. Now, look, have I had unpleasant thoughts about people? Absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't act on it. And my goal is to have those thoughts less and to never act on them. And I wouldn't be human, I don't think, if I didn't have the thoughts. And again, I get to the place like I'm groovy like the Dalai Lama, then maybe it won't happen. Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccia supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. In addition to it backfiring, you can get stuck in a loop and it might be hard to get out. And I always like to think of the groove of the record, you know, for those of us who are old enough to remember records when it just gets stuck and stuck and stuck and couldn't move forward. It might be hard to stop the cycle once you get in it. I think that, again, the neighborhood is a perfect example how if I had retaliated, I can just see it going tit for tat and never ending cycle. And who wants to be involved with that? I mean, I didn't retaliate and they did this for months. How crazy is that? Again, thinking about the time and the energy and that you're doing this to someone that's not responding. The worst was I was out walking and there's a four-way stop and I was approaching the stop and she blasted through the stop sign. And, you know, they always post about safety and all this stuff because she's just, I don't know if she's mentally ill. She's definitely delusional. And tried to, it was very apparent, came at me, tried to intimidate me with her car. Again, that's pretty serious stuff. was she going to hit me? I don't know. Luckily, someone else saw it, but you're really then again, I'm not responding, and you're escalating. And so she is definitely in that loop of revenge. She can't get out of that. So that is something you want to be aware of. Is that where you want your focus and your time and energy? Are you able to pull back once it the game keeps getting upped? You might not be able to. And finally, revenge hurts you. It might not seem like it. It's kind of like when you don't forgive. You hold on to it. The other person doesn't. They've let it go. They might not even know if they've offended you and you haven't forgiven. And what you do to another, you do to yourself. So if you're constantly out to revenge yourself or putting all this plotting, you harm yourself. It's like when you judge another, you judge yourself. And it's the same concept. And so when you are taking part in revenge, it ultimately hurts you. And again, you need to be gentle with yourself. And I want to make it really clear. Have I had thoughts of revenge? Absolutely. But I don't act on it. And so allow yourself to have those thoughts. I'm going to have to come up with a new, I was trying to think through my life. I can't think of any other time where I've had someone get revenge on me. So it's just probably been pretty good because I know I've done stupid stuff. So those are just some of the things to contemplate about why trying to get revenge might not be a good idea. So how do you move on from revenge? Write down your feelings. Get it all on paper. I've got one more. Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a letter of gratitude, thanking them, like thanking the board. Gee, if you hadn't taken money from us, if your inaction action hadn't cost us money, we wouldn't have gotten all the abundance we have. And I truly believe that. So I want to do a letter of gratitude. But prior to that, I did not do a letter of gratitude, and I wrote down somewhat feelings and was working on getting it neutral. And then I thought, I'm just not going to post it on Nextdoor because that had been my thought. And again, Judy's like, nah, don't do that. Just do not do that. She said, I see them retaliating if you do. And I just, it's hard because I haven't responded at all. And I struggle with that. But you know what? We're out of the state now. I just need to let it go. See, this is why I do the podcast. You're getting the real me. You're getting the real deal. I have real struggles just like you. So writing it down helps me. So get out all your feelings or telling someone. The process of telling someone is really helpful. And the key is to not get stuck. And I feel like I really, because I recount it here on the podcast, and that's, I don't talk to Tony about it anymore. So it's feeling a little stuck, feeling that little victim, had that aha moment with the previous episode. So I want to get out of that. So I don't think I have to bring it up anymore. That's my goal, because it's kind of reopening the wound. So you have to be aware, have I barfed it out? But you know what? I'm a very emotional person, and sometimes I obviously need to barf it out more than one. So write it out, express it out. How can you do that? I mentioned a moment ago, I want to write that letter from a place of gratitude. All the things, you know what? Thank you for showing me I have compassion. Thank you for showing me that I don't have the need to retaliate. Thank you for showing me that I'm not a middle-aged woman wasting all my time and energy. Thank you for showing me that personal growth is really important, and I'm glad that I'm on the path. There is a way to turn it around into gratitude. What is it that you've learned? What is it have you gained? It's kind of that golden nugget thing. If you look for something, you'll find it. I am a huge fan of the burning bowl ceremony. So if you have written it down, even your gratitude, put it in a burning bowl and just release it. I have a little, not copper, I don't know what it is, it's packed, but I have that little bowl like that you see in kind of the, I don't know, it's a Tibetan bowl, I think. And so consider doing that. If you don't like that, consider a bonfire. You know, there's something cleansing about fire. Just put it in there and release it and let it go. So that's something, again, that extra step. I feel like, okay, I've burned it. It's like when I do one of my energy exercises that I'm releasing it back to the universe to be turned into reusable energy. Find an outlet for your anger and frustration. I have every right to be angry and upset and frustrated. So I'm not saying that I don't, and I don't want you to think. And there are some really difficult things that can happen in life. And of course you'd understand why you'd want revenge. But I always take myself to years ago watching on Oprah, and I'm not a fan of Oprah anymore, but having those people on who, yeah, the drunk driver killed my kid and were able to find forgiveness. I'm absolutely blown away by people like that can do that. I'm not at that level. I'm working on it. But it's important that you feel those feelings. And I would wager a bet that those people that were able to forgive were angry, were frustrated, and screamed and yelled and kicked and hollered because that was part of the process. So I'm going to encourage you, find an outlet. How can you release all that anger and frustration? Because that's really important. That's part of that process of feeling your feelings to release them. Dig deeper. What's this bringing up for you? What I realized about the HOA is that it represented injustice for me in an area that I'll never get. I'll never get justice because the person is dead. So it's just never going to happen. And so I believe for me that this is what it conjured. It conjured all that feeling of helplessness, of feeling alone, of feeling misunderstood, feeling like no one had my back, that people can do crimes and get away with them. And so that was a larger issue. It's like, yeah, HOA, you all are pain in the butt, but it's bringing up for me all of that stuff. So that's to say, okay, hey, this still needs to be healed in you. So again, can I turn it back to being grateful and how can I heal? Because that's what it is. Revenge is a guidepost that we need to heal. Okay, thank you for showing me that this isn't healed. And when I can dig deeper and understand it more, because how many times have we, you know, done something little or retaliated and you're like, ah, it's not really what it's about. What's going on here? So I'm going to encourage you to examine as much as you can and then focus on what needs to be healed. The other thing you can do is put your energy and effort to being the best version of you. It drives people crazy. Well, depending on where they are in their personal growth, it drives people crazy when they see you're doing well. So go on about your life, keep moving. You know, that's what motivates me. Publishing my book, speaking, doing all that. You know what? I'm doing this. I'm moving forward. I'm not the gossip of the neighborhood. That's not my crowning and shining achievement of my life. And so the more I focus on myself, it's going to drive the people who are at a certain mindset crazy. And I'm all right with that. You know, they make choices and maybe someday they'll grow. Maybe they won't. Not my issue. But I have to focus on being the best version of me. And then finally, if possible, forgive. It's a process. I still have people I haven't forgiven, but I'm gentle with myself. The more work I do on myself, the more layers of clutter that I release, that I clear out, that allows me to heal, and that makes forgiving easier. So start small. Yeah, I forgive the person for cutting me off in traffic. Now, that might seem really minor, but again, it's like rewiring the brain. And when we get in the habit of, oh, me, that I forgive you, or saying something, that becomes our immediate response instead of flipping someone off or getting really angry. And when you build upon those habits and you build upon those habits, that can make a difference. So be gentle with yourself. It's not always easy to forgive. It might not sound like it after listening to me, especially if you're a regular listener of the podcast, but I have moved towards forgiveness in with everything with the HOA. I'm not there yet, but I feel like almost complete, be able to tie some things up, and then I don't want to talk about this again, but I have, because I can tell I'm more at peace. I think when I write these episodes, again, it's another chance for me to realize that I'm healing, because I can just feel Take actions from today's podcast. Contemplate how much time and energy you're spending on revenge. Recognize it's most likely a temporary high. Remember, what goes around comes around. Understand revenge can backfire on you. Consider how trying to seek justice could also cause you problems. Write down everything you want to say or do. Find an outlet for your anger. Be like an archaeologist and connect with the deeper emotions you're feeling. Live your best life. Forgive when you can. On our next episode, we're talking about being a savior. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.